There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Out of the gates early on a Monday. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard off of a very busy sports weekend to recap and a huge week ahead, action-packed to look forward to. We are with you for the next 3 hours today, Pauly, and we're coming off of Game 2 last night in the NBA Finals to talk about from last night, where the Warriors and Celtics were very close at halftime. That was a two-point game, and we're like, okay, maybe we're in for a two-and-a-half-hour thrill ride here. And guess what popped up after halftime? It was the Warriors' greatness yet again in that third quarter, where they outscored the Celtics by 21 points, and that bad boy was over with. As Udoka and the Celtics waved the white flag, and that was backups the rest of the way beginning in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, up to a 30-point lead and 24.5 in play. I thought Boston was in a good position at halftime because it's close, and you look, they got to stop with the turnovers. But
7 in the first quarter.
Golden State had 13 points off Boston live ball turnovers, and then they come out and blitz them in the third quarter. So I don't know who's going to win this series. The odds makers put up $1.10, $1.15 now on this. As the Sheens, we go back to Boston now, but it'd be nice to get a close game. But it also looked like a team that said, okay, mission accomplished. We got a game in San Francisco. We'll be ready when we go back to Boston. That's what it appeared like, too. I mean, who played well?
There was one person, in my opinion, one person played well for the Celtics last night. You won't guess it.
Who?
Derek White.
Okay.
I don't even care, because people are going to respond today saying Tatum had 28 points. Don't care. I thought Tatum was a train wreck last night.
Yeah.
Put it this way. If Jason Tatum's threes were not going in, and most of them were contested, he was 6 of 8 from downtown. If he was 2 of 8, we'd be talking right now about Jason Tatum throwing up one of the all-time bad series for a star player, because he was terrible in game one.
Yes.
And he was 2 of 11 from inside the three-point range last night. And bad turnovers. He was minus 36 on the plus-minus last night. And the hero ball, the one-on-one between Tatum and Brown, has to stop. I get it. They're the two best players on offense. But, guys, it doesn't have to be one-on-one every single possession and other players standing around waiting for you to do something with the basketball. Let's go. Let's get some movement. Let's get some motion. Go back to what made you so great and what got you here in the playoffs and in the regular season.
Yes. As a result of that hero ball and trying to hunt a bad matchup, you have Horford and Smart who don't get involved and do anything.
Correct.
I mean, Al Horford didn't take a shot in the first half. What was he? What was up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Smart does nothing. So I think you're exactly right on how big of a disappointment he's been, and it's not the be-all, end-all, but when you're minus 36 when you're on the floor, that's embarrassing, and that cannot happen, and he has to do a better job. But this is the other thing, too, was this was making the rounds on Twitter about you have to bench Poole if he can't score because he's so bad defensively. Well, then he got going and hit the half-court shot and caught fire from three, but it also was a nice shot in the arm. You get Peyton back, too.
Sure, I thought Peyton, and I think you heard that last night with the home crowd, right? They were super excited to have him back. They know how much he means to the team. And defensively, again, that guy is so good on defense that it's going to make things different for Boston and who they can hunt, because they can keep switching to put Gary Payton on the best player offensively for Boston, and that's a little bit of a game changer there. I will say moving forward, again, Poole, no good in game one, and he was struggling early last night. The threes that he hit, that 45-footer right before halftime, but also some of the other ones from probably like 30 feet. I get it. This is kind of who they are, and maybe Clay will start playing better offensively, but he can't hit anything right now.
I don't know.
Steph's probably going to be there because he's been awesome so far in both games offensively.
Yes.
But the Poole stuff, that was just like a miracle going in last night, every shot that he took.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate what happened to Clay Thompson. Yep. I mean, I don't think he'll ever be the same player, certainly defensively, too. Number one, he can rarely go by guys anymore. You see the lack of defense, can't move, and 4 of 19 shooting. I mean, he's 1 of 8 at halftime.
Yeah.
And still, you thought, okay, Boston's fine.
We've
talked about this for many, many years when they've been in the playoffs and one of the top teams. This third quarter thing, I mean, Kerr, whatever he's doing at halftime, game in, game out, year in, year out, is incredible.
Yep.
To come out and blitz him again in the third quarter.
Paul, they were plus 14 in the third quarter in game one. They were plus 21 last night. And this will give you an example of how good this team has been in the third quarter going back. Very good tweet here from Micah Adams. If you want to go all the way back to the first championship season for Golden State, 2014-2015, their net rating in the third quarter that year was plus 14.5. This was absolutely a talking point before VSiN even started, before it existed. And then when we got on the air, like in 2017, we're like, this is with Durant. Like, they take teams out in a body bag in the third quarter. And look at that. The highest power rating team of all time, the 2016-2017 Golden State Warriors, plus 23 in the third quarter. But for that five-year stretch, they were number one with crazy offensive, the net rating overall the entire time. And Curry, a major reason why, in the finals now in his career, 27 points, almost 6 rebounds and 6 assists. There are 2 other players to average what he does on 55% true shooting in the finals. It's LeBron and Jordan. So again, last night, shooting-wise, Steph, really, really good.
You have any observations on props and finals MVP?
So this is this really hurt for people. And again, there may have been some 27.5s out there for Tatum, but I saw 28.5, I think, at most spots. Tatum's points prop last night was 28.5. His rebounds prop, 6.5. Well, he's sitting on 28-6 at the end of the third quarter. But again, it's a 23-point game. And they're like, this game's over with. He never saw the court again. So they both stayed under.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm with you now. I can't believe these MVP odds. I mean, we've already played 2 games. I mean, what's going to have to happen for Tatum to win Finals MVP?
Number one,
they got to win the series,
yeah,
which
exactly
is
right.
Which is a big ask. And number two is he's going to have to go off, which he struggled in game one. He's the only guy in the series who has a double double. How kooky is that? We've had one double double,
and nobody
in
had
two
one
games.
Last night.
No.
Wow.
No. I mean, if not now, when? The Curry thing, of course, right? If Warriors get it, he'll get it. But I don't see how Tatum can be priced that way with how bad he's played so far in the series.
Totally agree.
Boston's laying 3.5 on Wednesday now, and 213 the total. There was one place down the street, $100,000 bet on the under. That was never in doubt. That was crazy. But they've been better on the road than at home. And now we have this incredible streak, much like what Tampa was able to do, which all good things come to an end. But the 18 straight off a loss, Golden State's won a road series 26 in a row now.
Yep. And here are the overall numbers now off of a loss. The Warriors are 5-0 this postseason, outscoring their opponents by an average of 15.4 points per game in those wins. That point per game differential is the 5th highest across the past 50 postseasons. Number 4 on the list, Boston, plus 15.5. So these two teams are two of the top five teams in the history of the postseason, last 50 years anyway, off of a loss. We saw Golden State do it last night, and now the Celtics have a chance to do it yet again coming up on Wednesday night.
Yep.
We go Wednesday, Friday, Monday for the next three games.
Yeah, kind of back on a normal schedule, right. The other thing is they have got to cut this out with the horrendous quarters. You know, it happened in the Miami series. Yeah. It happened here now. There was one in the Milwaukee series where they just come out and there's just a horrendous quarter. And like this, against a good team, you can't overcome that.
No. Game's over with.
Absolutely.
They punted on the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, the margin of victory prop, Golden State to win between 16 and 20 points was 10-1. And again, that was up to 29-30 later in the game. Mm. It's before Boston made a run. So, I don't know. I don't know if they'll be able to get Klay Thompson going, though.
Yeah, I have my concerns about him, too. It's unfortunate.
Yep.
He did have a great game 5 against the Mavericks. And he's had, again, we talked about that before the series started. We think Klay, if this series goes 7, he can give him like 2 or 3 good performances. But
I think the Draymond Green meltdown's coming too.
Very close last night.
Now, what'd you think of that discussion? I know.
Yeah.
Well, Javi says, well, I have to keep in mind he's already had a technical. That's how you're supposed to officiate,
though? I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm not saying throw him out of the game.
Sure.
But then it's like he can do whatever he wants because he already had the earlier technical. That's on you. That's your fault.
Right.
Don't get a silly technical.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get kicked out of the game, that's you being selfish and stupid.
Of course.
That's not, oh, well, there's nothing I can do as an official because he already got one. I don't want to kick him out.
Well, what did you think, though? Do you think he should have been booted?
No.
Yeah.
No, but what Javi's explanation was, and Van Gundy agreeing with it, where it's like, well, okay, well, he can rape and pillage.
I mean, right, yeah.
He's already got the one,
so now go out there and do whatever you want on the court. You're going to be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he is frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
I will be...
Just calm down. I mean, it's not always in, like, foul mood and so.
It's tough to watch, Paul.
He's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, he really is. He, put it this way, he can't wait to retire to go into media full time. That's what I get watching Draymond Green play. And another thing from last night, you know, plenty of people, and I would say rightfully so, were concerned about the Warriors in the non-Steph minutes. There was a stretch in the second quarter last night where the Celtics had a chance to, like, they took a lead, let's open it up here a little bit, and that other group... And it was pointed out that they were basically, the Warriors are going to go all offense with this smaller group. And they had like Bleacia on the court. It was Poole. There was no Steph. There was no Klay Thompson. I don't think Green was on the court. And the Warriors held their own. And like, if the Celtics really can't open up a lead right now in the non-Steph minutes with this new group, that was one of the adjustments Kerr made last night.
Yep. We are this close to Robert Williams, something happening. He's hurt. He's hurt and you know, just like he's going to break down. We're getting close to that's it. I can't do it.
I don't disagree.
The body's going to break down on Williams.
He was questionable until, 30 minutes before the game last night?
It's something, It's not
good. And you gave him basically nothing last night.
Not good.
No.
I actually like what Horford's wife tweeted. Like, when Green's getting shut down or frustrated, he resorts to dirty tactics.
Oh, he does.
And that kind of play. Yep. I think she has a point about what he does.
The first hour here of the program, Follow the Money, is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. More on Game 3 coming up next. And updated numbers in the NHL, by the way. But you're going to hear from Steve Kerr, and he talked about the Warriors' third quarter and Steph and how magnificent he was yet again. And why that was, coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
BetRivers Sportsbook, your home for betting on Game 3 in the NBA Finals. 3's the magic number. When you bet on any player's total three-pointers prop bet, you get a free bet for every three made in the game. Bet on the threes in-game and score yourself free bets. Make your bets at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app. See the site for details.
So what do you personally make of the updated series price then in the NBA Finals?
It's about right, yeah. This Williams thing is huge. He played 14 minutes. Looks like he's going to be in and out of the lineup, not even close to 100%. I mean, I know it's like the Tyronn Lue line. Everyone's hurt. Everyone's going to play. But, you know, this is going to be an interesting series. I'd have to lean Golden State with the fact on the history and winning 26, at least getting a game on the road, 26 series in a row.
Well, and to your point of Al Horford never really even took a shot and he was sloppy offensively. The Warriors really ran him into the ground. They made sure, like, the switches were there, and they kept running him like a 100 miles like during that game last night. Also, Marcus Smart gave them nothing offensively at all. I think that part will flip. But again, to the point of who played well for the Celtics last night, I think maybe one person played well. That was it. And so when you go back home for a couple of games now and you're hosting this contest as a 3.5-point favorite on Wednesday night, I would expect at least a couple of players to play well. Tatum or Brown will play well, I believe, and then some of the others will kick in too.
Yeah. Maybe Williams has a big game. White goes off again, and I would maybe you don't see something. You don't see a big performance out of Poole or Looney or the others with Golden State.
Yeah.
You would think, but then again, Boston struggled at home in the playoffs.
And here's a small note too, because it can go both ways. Like Wiggins was not great last night from the floor. I think he was 4 of 12. By the way, how many missed layups did the Warriors have right away in that game?
Good call, yes.
But I thought Wiggins was all over the court. He did all the little things last night, all the intangibles to help out Golden State. And again, going back to that third quarter, the plus 21 in the third is the biggest point differential in the history of the NBA Finals in that quarter. This is Steve Kerr talking about Curry after halftime.
You know, Steph was breathtaking in that quarter. Not just the shot making, but the defensive effort. He just doesn't get enough credit for his level of conditioning and physicality and defense. You know, people go at him to try to wear him down because they know how important he is to us offensively. And it's pretty dramatic, the difference in Steph's strength and physicality in his body now than from 8 years ago when I first got here. So
good point. He is still underrated.
I would agree.
He's the best shooter of all time. He changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you still what it's like to try to guard and defend him for an entire game or just to run you around screen. You can't stop. It was like that play against Dallas when I can't, I think it was Finney Smith, but he stopped for 2 seconds, and then you just look around, and it's a wide open
three. Where
is three.
He? Yep.
Right. I mean, a corner three for him is a layup for most for everyone else.
Yeah. If you give him, like, a sliver, right, a room to work with, and you make one tiny mistake from, like, 30 feet in, if he gets going, it's like, there again, there's nothing you can do.
Right. And what he means to the rest of the team and what do you do for spacing. Because he can, if he gets across half court, he's in range.
He completely changed the game, Paul.
Yeah, yes, he did.
I mean, every kid growing up for the last 10 years has wanted to be this guy. And I want to go bombs away from 35 feet. That's all I care about. And that's how teams have adjusted in the NBA, too. And why we get so many. They shot 74 threes last night combined.
Yeah.
Each team made 15.
That got hairy, that prop. That was 28 and a half. That came down to the last 90 seconds with the backups in there, yes.
Again, Tatum minus 36, the worst plus minus by any player in the finals game in the play-by-play era. Horford and Smart, in game one, 44 points, 16 made field goals, 10 threes. In game two last night, 4 points, 2 field goals, no threes. Yeah. They're going to need other guys to chip in, for sure. How are you feeling about the Rangers?
I feel good, actually. Yeah. Igor almost stole one yesterday. But it appears Tampa Bay's old. You played an extra season because you're going for the three-peat and you've won 10 straight playoff series. So that's an extra year of hockey, what you've done. So they're down 2-0 and just silly penalties. I can't wait to talk to Eddie Olczyk. Stupid. Stay out of the penalty box. Mm-hmm. Stop running the goalie, which I know maybe they protect the goalie too much, but those were silly. But then you see the tenacity and just the ability to come back and score there and not panic with 40 seconds left where you think it's going to overtime. Shesterkin's too far back in his net to give up that last one.
But what a pass.
Oh, yeah, it was great play. But now they're $1.75 again in game four. And how about the Rangers only a 250 series favorite going into game three?
Sure.
Even though they led. But there is something about Madison Square Garden. They should be undefeated at home. What is it now, seven or eight in a row at home? The one loss started the playoffs against Pittsburgh when they got robbed with the no goal and waving that off. So you have to feel good if you're the right. Now, for everyone who's asking, and we'll do more on this Thursday with Mike Baum, who's got a big ticket as well. It's a great problem to have, but as far as hedging with what do? It's up to you. But keep in mind, and I know Jeff Davis here, who's great at hockey, is going to go down with the ship because he never believed in the Rangers. But they made here at Circa, Colorado is a $3 favorite if that's the Stanley Cup final. $3. So keep that in mind. Wow. I don't think it'll be that high. But that's also the power rating of Colorado. We have to see how long Kadri's out. But keep that in mind if moving forward, that even if you get past Tampa, you are going to be a huge underdog against Colorado.
Sure. Now, I do think that Jeff Davis is probably, everybody's high on Colorado. He might actually be high.
Well, this is impressive to do this with a backup
goalie.
Course.
Oh, yeah. He might be higher on Colorado than even like the average person is on Colorado.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
And I would say that Jeff is probably lower on the Rangers than most everybody as well. So when he juices that series at minus $3, you're like, okay, all right. Tells you what he thinks about both these teams. But again, the Lightning are $1.75 in game four?
Yeah.
Is it not a touch high?
Well, they dominated game three, but that's...
I'll tell you what, another thing to watch play.
It's stuff you can't handicap. It comes down to stupid penalties and power. This is a top five power play. Cooper should drill it in their heads. Stay out of the penalty box, we'll be okay.
How about the 4-minute minor?
Yeah.
Stick to the face.
Yeah.
Did you have to do that?
Yeah.
Somehow they survived that.
Every goal but one was on the power play yesterday.
Yeah. Now, the Lightning, they trailed 2-1. They're going on the power play. Plus 140, plus 150 in play at that time. I thought that was a good bet. Took a little slice of that.
Okay.
They score there, they're going to be the favorites, and that's exactly what happened. Now you're taking a chance on whether or not they're going to get the power play there, and they did.
Yeah.
So thankfully that came in. But
And then the streak came to an end Friday night game two, but this is a standing ovation for Tampa. I mean, that record that they have, it was 18 in a row off a loss, longest in any sport, what they were able to do. And that came to an end, so that was a fun run and a great ride while it lasted. And this is much like this Colorado thing, to start 6-0 on the road in the playoffs.
Sure.
See if they get the broom out tonight. But then to switch defensively and how they play with a backup goalie, excellent job by Colorado.
No Kane.
Yep.
So suspended for the game. So the Avalanche, again, favorites in this game tonight. Small favorites, but they are. Do you think it's a sweep, or are we going to get it the gentleman's variety here?
I think they take them out, yeah. I just think they're better than Edmonton by a substantial margin. Now, they don't roll over in hockey, and I think you've had four comebacks down 0-3. But the fact that they have – how do you not back them tonight with the fact that they haven't lost a road game yet? I mean, that's incredible what they've done. So they were better in the St. Louis series on the road than at home. I know they sat on the lead in Game 5, but between how well they're playing defensively and, again, Mike Smith, you know a soft one's coming. You know, you just feel for the guy. It's coming.
Yep. At some point in the game.
He can give up a high school goal, and they said on the broadcast, and he has amazing back-to-back blocker saves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a 2-on-1. Oh, what a save. Incredible. Yep. Put on a highlight reel. But he gives up the soft one.
Right.
So, it's rest assured there'll be a soft one tonight, and then probably ticked off, too, at what he's had a hell of a playoff run. Now, certainly you have the McDavid and Draisaitl in terms of the MVPs of the team, but Kane's been awesome.
Yep,
so that's
really
a huge
good.
Loss. And
so what do you want to do with the total then? Again,
yeah,
sitting at 7.
I know how it's changed, yes. BTTS is plus 115 tonight in the first period. Goal in the first 10 is still sky high, minus 180. But I think it's great for in play about how you think the game's going to play out again. But
well,
suddenly, after an 8-6, we've had a 4-0 now and a 4-2, and that was... with shenanigans late to get to 4-2.
And well, by the way, that was when, McDavid scored 38 seconds in?
Yeah, right. And then shut, right.
And then that was it.
One mistake,
much?
And that was it. Shut down. I can't believe I'm saying this. I wouldn't want the over based on how the last two games have played out.
Well, again, you got to get to 8 to beat,
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're going to bet the under on that, they have to score a combined 8 goals to beat you.
Yeah.
And that's, I know, a thought for a lot of people here.
Yeah. Draisaitl not to score. Come right back with that. And Colorado's done a nice job defensively.
Have they juiced that up yet, that prop?
Got the $1.60 range now, too.
$1.60 on him.
He's still, McDavid's still 770 to have a point.
Oh, jeez.
770. Goal in the first 5 plus 150. As high as 210. Goal in the first 10 tonight.
All right. It is Follow the Money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. You can always get in touch with the show. The email here is ftm@vsin.com. Up next, big picture look at Major League Baseball. Non-first place teams to keep an eye on. They are 9-2 in their last 11 with an easy schedule on deck.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Two months from football, the Hall of Fame game. The VSiN Summer Specials here, $39. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. Still two majors in golf. MLB's getting fun. Adam Burke's best bets in Major League Baseball. Von Tobel all the way through the NBA Finals. Daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly. The live video stream whenever you want it. $39 to subscribe through July 31st. VSiN.com/summer.
All right, taking a peek, Paulie, what happened over the weekend in Major League Baseball and tying it into some updated numbers here, big picture kind of look at this sport. Good weekend for the Padres. Now, after they were swept three games in St. Louis, they went on the road in Milwaukee and took three from the Brewers, including they really got to Corbin Burns on Friday night.
About it. Early again. We talked about that.
Yep.
He's at early. And this is, I cannot believe this. It's still at Bet Rivers. The Brewers are $4 to win the division. They have a half-game lead. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Who's in, who's out, who they lose, the St. Louis Cardinals always going to find a way.
So that number I'm looking at right now on the Bet Rivers app, plus 250 on the Cardinals, that's by far better than anything I saw in Las Vegas over the weekend.
I took some of it over the weekend. I had a very good weekend with baseball, which is rare because I usually can't pick my nose in baseball. But betting against these bad teams, betting on streaks, the Angels again. Oh, my God. But the A's. Oh, here come the Red Sox, right? I saw Cleveland to win the division at a good price. And before it went crazy over the weekend as well to coincide with this mess in Anaheim, Houston's as high as $7 to win the division now.
Okay. You're seeing $7. Okay.
Well, there's a 480 at Bet Rivers.
Yes.
But it was early last week, it was 275. At some spots.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to run away with this.
Let me ask you this. If you were fading the Angels this weekend, were you betting against them before the game started? Were you betting them
Just before the game. No.
You were okay.
Yeah. And then, well, you also,
I'm asking because of the in-play, because the bullpen's so damn bad.
Well, that too, sure. But you also have the Girardi angle as well. We'll see how long this is. This is a great angle, and no matter what sport it is, when you fire someone, just ride this streak. Now, sometimes nothing happens. But if they can't stand the guy, or it's finally a wake-up call, you could win eight in a row.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's like, okay, it really adds to the bankroll. I think that's maybe the Phillies could take off. And on the flip side, listen, come on. Let's stop kissing Madden's ass. The Rays win no matter who the manager is and who leaves, right? He was awful in Game 7 of the World Series. This is on his watch, too. They are going to blow. Joe Osborne had a great tweet now with Vegas Insider. They are going to blow Trout's prime into the back end of Trout's career into Ohtani's prime. They've lost 11. This cannot happen. There's too much talent on this team.
Okay, I will say this. I don't know about that. I don't know about too much talent on the team.
Because Trout's always hurt or what?
Well, no, meaning the overall depth. The bullpen, they can go out there and score 9 runs a game, and if the bullpen blows a 9-4 lead, what are you going to do?
You have two of the best players in baseball.
No, I get it.
Get it together.
Here's the thing. They need to create a team around those two players to be good enough to be in the playoffs every single year. You have to do that. They just don't have like the rotation again. We'll see it today because Syndergaard's in action, and he's been really good at home compared to the road, but they get the Red Sox now. At home. So
Red Sox are in the playoffs if they started today. What a turnaround. Yeah. Everyone was kicking dirt on the grave. Who has more talent, the Rays or the Angels? I mean, going back. I mean, look at the star players.
No. I understand that.
Payroll
I get
fat.
That.
And you know how you spend money. The Pujols contract was a joke.
Of course it was. They do that all. Josh Hamilton.
Yes.
Right away. Now, again, clean it up. Take care of the bullpen. But again, this has been a problem now for a handful of years. So you kind of knew that this might be an issue again this year. And it is, by the way. Going back to the Padres for a second, here's their upcoming schedule. Now, 3 against the Mets. And look at what the
Big
Mets did to the Dodgers this weekend, right?
Yeah, the way to bounce back. You got a split in that series?
They got to Buehler big time.
He's got issues.
I grabbed more of the polar bear, Pete Alonso, 18-1 to win the MVP.
Oh, I'm on that. Absolutely.
And this is a great race because of Mookie Betts, because of Pete Alonso. How is he 18-1 still at some books? I have no idea.
I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. He leads the team in total bases. He leads the league in RBIs. He has 16 home runs.
Yep.
I mean, everyone keeps saying the injury to Judge is going to happen, so okay, I'll buy into it. They're number 2 in run differential in the National League. They're 3rd in runs. They're 1st in batting average.
Mm-hmm.
No DeGrom, no Scherzer,
no problem.
They just
keep winning these games?
Yep.
Again? But so the Padres get that team now for 3 games, but here's San Diego. They're 4-1 at Bet Rivers to win the division. After the Mets, they get 4 against Colorado, 4 at the Cubs, 3 at Colorado, 3 versus Arizona, 4 versus Philly, 2 more at Arizona before they get the Dodgers, Mariners, and the Giants. But that is a stretch of baseball that's going to last, you know, like 3-4 weeks where they can actually make some hay here.
Well, see, and they should. And like I said last week, the Braves are going to do something here. The Braves are ready to take off. Number one, we're getting 2 months into the season. Number two, the schedule is so easy. So Atlanta's now won 5 in a row, and now it's Oakland, Pittsburgh, Washington, Chicago coming up. And then they host the Giants at home, which you better win these games because then it gets difficult after that. But now the Braves are hitting, and they're playing good ball. Charlie Morton, another over.
Oh, yeah.
10-1 to the over this year with Morton. What was that, 3-3 in the first?
Mm-hmm.
That crazy game? So I don't think they're going to catch the Mets, but you can still find 340, 350 to win the division.
4-1 right now at Bet Rivers.
They're that high?
Again, the best number on Bet Rivers.
Well,
yep.
You say, okay, but yep. I think the Braves are going to get in the playoffs, and here they come. This is getting fun now. I mean, this race for the final wild card in the American League, I'm ready to give up on the White Sox. I've seen enough, which I know they're all bunched up together, but what's the deal here? I mean, he's still under 500.
We are 2 full months into the season.
They're behind Cleveland in the standings.
They're -125 to win the division today.
Yeah. I don't get it.
You said you grabbed the Guardians over the weekend.
Yeah.
What'd you grab? 7-8-1?
12.
You found 12. Okay, good number.
Yep.
Twins +125.
Twins play the Yankees this week, so they'll get swept. They never beat the Yankees.
Yep.
Fun story that they're still 8 games over. But White Sox still under 500. And, Tampa's fine. Toronto's fine. Toronto's really come into their own, and they're hot. Boston would be in, as I said earlier. Angels have lost 11 in a row. And then you got the White Sox, who have to jump a couple teams. Texas continues to be a great story.
Pretty good story, yeah.
Hanging in there.
Solid, yeah.
Right? And then Seattle. Where, I mean, just six games under 500.
Now, I rarely do this, but I will lay chalk occasionally in Major League Baseball. It's Robbie Ray going today against Javier for the Astros. Astros are the second, for what it's worth, are the second best ROI team against lefties. You talked about how the bad stretch is coming earlier. Like, there's a bad inning coming for Robbie Ray at some point this year. He's not the same guy as he was last year when he won the Cy Young. I laid $1.55 overnight with the Astros. It's still that price today. I like Houston in this game to get the job done and win that game.
Okay.
Your point on the White Sox upcoming now for this team. Dodgers for three, then Texas, Detroit, at Houston and Toronto. So that is a tough upcoming schedule for that team. And I'll throw another team out there. The Blue Jays lost yesterday. They did score six runs. That was Gausman on the mound. So that was a rare bad start for him. Mm-hmm. They're 9-2 last 11 on deck here for Toronto. Three at KC, three at Detroit, four versus Baltimore before they get the Yankees for three. We talked about this late last week, how they had one of the easiest schedules moving forward because they played such a grueling schedule in the first 2 months. Meanwhile, it wasn't the case for the Yankees. And New York now hanging out to that lead. But they get the Twins, like you said, the Cubs, the Rays, Toronto, the Rays again, and Houston. So a tough stretch coming up here for the Yankees. But again, like the Mets, they just continue winning games. And the starting pitching's been dominant yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Another week in the books. Ho-hum. Another, a bunch of wins for the Yankees. And they continue to have the best record in baseball.
39-15. My God. Nasty Nestor, this rotation, winning any. It was slugfest, winning the low-scoring games. I can't believe it. I cannot believe the pitching. Stunning.
I think you're right. Of all the non-first-place teams right now to bet on, it's St. Louis to win their division.
Yep.
If you've not done so already, again, plus 250 this morning at Bet Rivers. So if you can find that number, definitely worth a chunk to take, in my opinion. Bad weekend for that, for Milwaukee. If Burns is going to get roughed up, which is not going to happen every start, I get that. It's every blue moon. But the offense, man, they have their problems. And if it's not Williams or Hader, again, coming out of the bullpen, a bunch of those guys are questionable, in my opinion. So, and it came to fruition again yesterday like that.
But, let's see how this changes things with the Red Sox are going to do now. Because like a week ago, they were on the seller's list. But all these guys, they could possibly move.
Yeah.
Well, not yeah. You're 500. You're in the playoffs.
No, I never wanted to panic with this team at all this year. I thought when we did that early May, there was a list on Major League Baseball, MLB.com sent out like the top 20 guys that could get traded. Like five out of the top 10 were from the Red Sox. I'm like, this team's not out of it yet. I will not be surprised by the All-Star break or the deadline. If it was like, look at this, Red Sox going to be a playoff team again this year. That won't shock me for a second. How could it?
Yep.
So. It is Follow the Money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, plenty of ways to get in touch with the show. The email is ftm@vsin.com. We're also on Twitter at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. We will recap the weekend from a betting standpoint with bad beats, upsets, line moves, and win some, lose some coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Jeff Siegel coming off a winning Preakness pick, and you can get a $25 free bet to follow him in Saturday's Belmont. Sign up at First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSEN, VSEN.com/horses, VSEN.com/horses, promo code LV Belmont. That's LV Belmont. And see if Siegel can do it again with a winning pick on First Bet. Good job, Mr. Siegel.
All right, Paulie, let's do a little NBA Finals here. As a longtime coach in the NBA, Lionel Hollins joins the program, most recently with the Lakers. And that team, of course, when he was an assistant, won a championship in the bubble a couple years ago. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So can you tell us why a team like Golden State, and this is like a thing now going back to 2014, 2015, where they are so good with the halftime adjustments, they come out in the third quarter and they bury these teams. It's happened both games in this series so far, and last night they were plus 21. Like, what happens there? Why is this team so good in that third quarter?
Well, I think that, you know, every great team has a quarter that's their quarter. They like you say about the Warriors, they go in, they make adjustments, they come out, and they play with more intensity. And with the more focus in that quarter, they kind of glide through the game like a boxer, glide through the early rounds, filling the other team out. And then they come out in the third quarter, and then they give the knockout blow. The first game, unfortunately for them, they didn't knock them out. They knocked them down and made them stagger. But, you know, they just – you see it during the regular season. Teams come out and they make threes and they play with the Warriors and they go in at halftime. They're feeling good about themselves. And then the third quarter, they come out and the Warriors start making shots. And the Warriors don't turn the ball over and they start getting layups and they just demoralize the other team.
Well, to your point on the turnovers, something Paulie and I have talked about so far, you know, throughout the playoffs, they had, the Celtics, again, last night, Coach, had 7 turnovers in the first quarter. I mean, this is a problem now that will not go away for them.
Well, I think those 7 turnovers in the first quarter prevented them from establishing control of the game. They started off really well, and it looked like that they were going to do that, but they made some just horrible turnovers, just, you know, trying to anticipate passes, and guys don't cut, or the defense just is there. And that was a huge thing. And then, you know, they still wind up with 18 turnovers, but they got 33 points given up on those 18 turnovers. That's more important, you know, that. And so when you look at that, that gives the other team a chance, whether they're shooting well, whether they're, you know, playing well, a chance to stay in the game when you keep turning the ball over and not establishing and growing a bigger lead.
Robert Williams is hobbled here and injured. And can they win this series if he misses some games or isn't close to 100%, in your opinion?
Well, they can. They pretty much got to all the way to the finals without Robert Williams. I think he played a few games in the Miami series, but that's not their problem. The problem is getting their other guys. I mean, Robert Horford, when you look at what he did last night, you know, he had 2 points, Marcus Smart, 2 points, you know, Williams gives them a force at the basket and gives them some rebound. But when they play good, you know, that's not not an issue. I think that, Grant Williams didn't give him anything, and Pritchard didn't give him anything. I think the first game, if you go back and look at all those numbers were all up. And my problem with Boston is just that they held the ball. They tried to get to the ISOs, and when they got them, which is what they did in the first game, but they did it with quicker ball movement. And then when they penetrated, all those guys were stepping in the lane and they would throw it out for threes. Last night, they kept trying to force it all the way to the basket. Mm-hmm. And I think that, sometimes the players listen to you guys too much. And I think Tatum wanted to show that he could score. And he kept turning the ball over, though, because he was trying to score more than he was just trying to play the right way. And he wound up with four turnovers. Marcus Smart had five turnovers. And that's nine turnovers between two guys. And you expect those guys with the ball in their hand to turn the ball over, but you want to make better decisions. And I think that when you get there and they're trying to take charges, you throw it back out, you make them scramble, and then you get another drive, and you get another toss out, and you wind up getting open shots. And Boston's a really good three-point shooting team, and that's how they beat teams. But last night they got stagnant, and they got the ball got a little sticky in their fingers, and so that didn't happen for them. But there was they're such a dynamic force, those two players, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. But the reason that they've won is because of how they played before. Mm-hmm. And you look at it, they got destroyed in the paint as well, and that's another thing that they've been very good at. But last night they got, even though they were taking it to the basket, there was trouble. And they were taking it in trouble and not getting it out.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Lionel Hollins, longtime coach in the NBA. We talked about this in the first hour of our show today, Coach. And that's exactly what you just said. I did not see team basketball last night with the Celtics. What I watched was a lot of individual basketball, a lot of hero ball, a lot of one-on-one. They can't do that if they're going to win this series.
No, they can't, because Golden State is a very good defensive team, just like themselves. So, they have to make Golden State get out of their comfort zone defensively and scramble. And then I thought last night the Warriors came out with a different mindset. They heard, they blew the game and the Celtics going to sweep the series. Everybody, every game becomes magnified more than it is. Just one game, the Celtics took the home court advantage away from them. And I think the mindset of the Celtics wasn't the same. And then the desperate team was more intense, and Draymond Green came out and he decided he was going to be a force. He did some things last night in the regular season. He might have gotten fouled for it. He might have gotten thrown out. He pushed guys to the ground. He laid on top of them. He did things that is a little extra, but that's Draymond Green. And he plays that way with that edge and that nastiness that gives him that intensity, and he's vocal and he's talking to the other team. He's talking to the referees, screaming at them. And he's, so that's Draymond. The question is, how do you deal with somebody like that? I don't think that it's really a problem. Every now and then he goes overboard, he gets tossed out. He's not like he gets tossed out very often, but there's times when you would like for him to settle down. But that energy and that intensity that he brings is what fuels the Warriors when they don't have it as a team. It's like at practice, if you have a guy that comes out and busts it every day at practice and diving on the floor and taking charges, everybody gets annoyed by it, but that pumps them up to play harder and play with more intensity when they don't really want to. And that's what Draymond Green brings that's very exciting.
Very good. Well, you answered my last question then, so I'll throw this one at you. It's tied at 1-1 now, going back to Boston. Who do you think wins the series?
It's going to be a close series. I mean, you can see, even last night before the third quarter blowout, the game was tight, and the turnovers hurt Boston from taking control. See, you want to be in control and make the Warriors have to play from behind. So when they do have that run, they're catching up and maybe get ahead 4 or 5 points rather than where you're even and they go and put you down. But I can't call it when it's that. I like both teams. I like the way both teams play. I like the way both teams defend and how good they are at sharing the ball with each other. and Boston is going to go home, and they're going to get a different whistle at home, and maybe Draymond's antics won't be effective, but you know it's going to be a good series.
All right, sir. Thanks so much for the time today. Enjoy the rest of it.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Be good. There you go. Lionel Hollins with us here. Follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Well, I have no doubt they'll respond Wednesday, and I wouldn't be surprised if they blow them out. Can we get a close game? The NBA playoffs. My God.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going back. The first round was great, but since the second round on here with these blowouts and the Milwaukee-Boston series was epic, but the other thing, when is Scott Foster making an appearance?
Soon.
Boston's won 12 in a row, games officiated by Foster.
He'll make an appearance if a certain team takes a 3-1 lead.
3-1, probably.
So we need a longer series then.
Good points. You said it earlier, and what Lionel Hollins said, stop hunting for bad matchups and run your offense.
Correct.
Too much of that, and too much individual basketball, and like what he said about Tatum. You know, but maybe he was listening to what people were saying about him after game one, and he go minus 36.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Think about that. Yep. He's your best player, and you're outscored by 36 points when he's on the floor.
Yep. It was bad basketball last night. They're much better than that. But here's the thing. Like that coaching staff, the players, they're overall, they're too good. They will adjust to that. What do you make of the number, 3.5?
A little high, I think.
That's what I kind of thought, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not
but
see
they have
popping.
This huge power rating and this, you know. They are the best team, but they beat themselves a lot.
Yes, they do.
I know they've had injuries, guys in and out of the lineup, but silly turnovers and you don't know what you're going to get out of the role players. In and out, Smart's up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum's had some horrible. He's had three awful games now.
Agreed.
Back since the second round.
Up next, windows can close so fast for teams in any sport. From recently being the 1 seed to 40-1 next year, and they could be and should be longer than that. Tell you who it is coming up next.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Jeff Siegel coming off a winning Preakness pick, and you get a $25 free bet to follow him in Saturday's Belmont. All you have to do is sign up for First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. Go to VSiN.com/horses for the offer. Code LV Belmont. Again, LV Belmont. See if Jeff can do it again at First Bet. Eddie O joins us now. Eddie Olczyk, TNT's lead game analyst for the NHL and NBC Sports Horse Racing Analyst. Thanks for the time, my friend. So what do you think here? If Colorado can finish them off 6-0 on the road, or can Edmonton send it back to Colorado?
Yeah, well, Paulie and Mitch, great to be with you guys. Always a pleasure. Hope you're both doing well. Look at it. It sure looks like it's setting up with Noah Vander Kane. Beyond Dreisaitl looks like he is banged up. It certainly looks like this is for Colorado to end this in four games and like they did in round one against Nashville. But remember, they did have an opportunity to take out the St. Louis Blues in round two in game five at home, and they had a big lead, and St. Louis came back and eventually forced the game six. And then, as you mentioned, Pauly, how good they've been on the road. So it looks like, with what I said about Edmonton, who all of a sudden is just having a really tough time finishing off opportunities, mm-hmm. and Colorado has all the momentum. So as you guys know, you get into these situations, regardless of the sport, trends are what they are, and it certainly looks like it's trending into a situation where Colorado is going to be on their way to the Stanley Cup final.
Are you surprised with the scoring the last two games and the defense Colorado? I mean, the shutout in game two with a backup goalie. I mean, you had the great line in game one that the goals against in this series could rival the gas prices here, but now we've had 4-0 and 4-2.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mike Smith's will probably, his goals against average will probably be higher than California's gas prices right now in this series, okay. By the time this series is over. But you know what, Paulie? If you look at how these games have started, and I worked game two, Devon Taves, the defenseman for Colorado Avalanche, had a breakaway 30 seconds into the game. Like, it could have been.
Yeah.
The game could have been 3-1. Now, I think you got to tip your hockey helmet to the goaltenders, because they've rebounded here, and Pavel Francouz, the backup for the Avalanche, has come in and has done obviously a very, very nice job. So I think the goaltending has offset
a lot of the chance. Both teams are getting chances. I mean, game one was an adjustment. Like those were neither team. I think I said before the game one was that neither team had seen a team like the other with that, how, you know, how quick they are, how open that they can play. And I think it's still been that way. And I know the scores have come down dramatically, but there have been the chances. I mean, they're not as much as they were obviously in game one, but they have been very high. And the goaltenders, Mike Smith, like I said, in game two, I mean, he could have, you know, given up two or three like he did in the second period, and Edmonton just wasn't able to. Edmonton was out of gas in game two. They look like, I mean, they look like how, yeah, I played for 16 years in the National Hockey League, where it felt like my legs were a baggage claim every night. Like, it's just one of those things where you just, you know, like, you just, they just didn't have it. So they, you know, they probably deserved a little bit better offense in game three, but that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. So I'm expecting a few more pucks in the back of the net here tonight.
I was going to say, well, maybe that speaks to your point though, Eddie, because they scored that quick one with Connor 38 seconds in, and that was pretty much it for the rest of the game.
Well, right. But what happened there though, Mitch, is let's not forget 5 seconds later, Evander Kane just absolutely takes the air out of the building.
Yep.
Can't happen. Like, when you get, I mean, that would almost, you know, I don't even know how I would describe it maybe in a baseball game where, like, the first pitch of the game, a guy goes yard, and then all of a sudden, you know, the next pitch is high in, and the guy charges the mound, and then all hell, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, they had all the momentum, and when you go and you do something that is, it was reckless and selfish, like, it changes momentum. I'll take it a step further. Go back to round one, and I don't know if we're going to get to the Rangers or not, but think about it in round one. The Rangers and Penguins were in game six.
Yep.
The Penguins were up 3-2 in the series. They were up 2-0 in the second period.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Evan Rodriguez takes a bad penalty, retaliation penalty. He cross-checks or punches Ryan Lindgren in the face after getting hit from behind. The moment, Zibanejad, I think, scored 4 or 5 seconds later, and that was it. That was the game, all the momentum. So, again, I just go back to this game three here in Edmonton. They got the early goal, Mitch, as you mentioned, and then all of a sudden it's like, now we got to go and kill the penalty. Like, I know it was a 100% 5 minutes. Like, I thought it was a 5-minute game, and you know, I know we got one game suspension, but to me, that changed the outcome in that first period with that penalty.
You want a cup in 94, you know about the magic of Madison Square Garden. Can the Rangers do it? Now, 8 in a row they've won at home, and the only home loss was controversial. What do you think of the series now here? And Tampa was great. Igor was fantastic in every goal except the game winner on the power play. But what do you see in this series moving forward?
Yeah, they're gonna have to weather the storm there tomorrow night. There's no doubt. They're going to have to be way better defensively. They gave up way too many chances, and you know, now you start looking at all the hockey that they have played, and you know, it's just kind of, they've been in those series, right, where Carolina was a homer series until they got to game seven, and Shesterkin was just a little bit better in that series over, you know, Antti Raanta at the end of the day. So you know, Tampa's just got that resiliency. I was watching you guys a little bit earlier, and just, you know, just how good they've been after losses and whatever. And I know that streak eventually came to an end in game two at the Garden. But, you know, the Rangers have that little bit of something. They do have that swagger, right? They got the guy in goal. They got Fox on the back end, and they got Zibanejad and Panarin, who seem to be playing at another level. But Tampa Bay is, they played a little bit more physical yesterday. If Tampa is going to win this series, they are going to need way more from a couple of their center icemen, and Anthony Cirelli and Nick Paul. I know Nick Paul's got 3 goals, and 2 of them were in Game 7 against the Leafs back earlier in the playoffs. But if they're going to win this series, they're going to need one of those two guys to get on the score sheet offensively, because at least to this point, it's been one of their Achilles heels, obviously, since Braden Point got hurt. Now, I know they swept Florida, but the Rangers are a different animal because they have depth at the center ice position. Zibanejad's got 10 or 11 goals, whatever the hell he has. So, but it's, I think this series is certainly going to get to at least 6 games, and then who in the hell knows from there.
Yeah, I mean, $1.75, by the way, on Tampa Bay for game four. That, to me, feels touch high.
I thought it was a little high, but I mean, certainly, I guess if you kind of, if you wait and you dig a little bit and, you know, you feel like there's an opportunity somewhere, you know, Tampa to me, I mean, I believe in momentum. I do. I know a lot of hockey people don't, but I do believe in it. And now I think you just put a little bit of doubt. And the way the game went, right? 2-0 lead.
Sure.
It seemed like the Rangers had it going with, you know, people sitting there saying, oh, there's no way that Tampa's going to get 3 goals on Shesterkin here the last half of the game. And all of a sudden, you get the power play goal by Kucherov. And I was listening to the clip you guys play with Davey Michigan, and that was Phil Esposito, by the way, doing color next to him. And he mentioned the pass by Kucherov at the end of the game to Palat. That was a brilliant play by a brilliant hockey player. So we got ourselves a series, I believe, with Tampa and New York.
Can you tell our listeners about your book?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of hockey stories, a lot of horse racing stories with my passion and love for horse racing. But a lot of it is tied into my battle with stage 3 colon cancer, Pauly and Mitch, which I was diagnosed almost 5 years ago on August the 4th, 2017. And my life changed. My family's life changed. And as I say in the book, I'm glad I'm the one that was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer and learning as much as I have now. And I hope that I can inspire one person with the way that I battled and help them either get through it, stay away from it, or just to let them know that caretakers and caregivers are a big part of this and we have to make sure we're taking care of them. So I'd like to think I'm helping somebody in hockey. You know, like I said, the hockey part of it is great. And of course, there's some interesting gambling stories and what have you with horse racing. But really the heart of it is my battle through stage 3 colon cancer. And I proved to myself I'm way tougher than I ever thought that I was. And I'm hoping that people will look at it and read it and say, hey, if that old broken down hockey player and horse player can get through it, well, then I can get through it too. So I appreciate you guys help promoting the book, and I'm proud of it. And some of my former friends have said, Mitch and Paulie, are there crayons with this book? No, there are no crayons with this book.
That's good. Excellent. Good work. Do you have a Belmont pick?
No, it's a little early. I want to see these posters going a mile and a hook. Yeah, you guys want to text me on Friday? Yeah,
we'll do.
I know. Jeff's been on a roll there. I heard you promoting Jeff earlier before you brought me on. But it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully the weather will be nice. And I'm not sure when my vacation's going to start, because once this series is over with Edmonton and Colorado, then ESPN will take over in the Cup Final. So looking forward to getting on holidays and wearing out my ExpressBet account, that's for sure.
We love having you on. Thanks, Eddie.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
His book, by the way, is called Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life. In Pocket plays next. My biggest favorite in the entire Major League Baseball season to date.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.